This is the GM Authority Daily Hot Lap for Wednesday, November 25th, 2009. And now to GM News. To say that General Motors products are selling extraordinarily well in China may be an understatement. The automaker recently posted a 60% year-over-year growth in that market. To keep the momentum going, Cadillac has unveiled an updated Cadillac SLS sedan at this week's Guangzhou Auto Show. The SLS is a vehicle manufactured exclusively for the Chinese market, although it is basically a stretched version of the US spec Caddy STS, only with more luxurious amenities. The updates to the SLS are very much cosmetic, with the grille, headlights, fog lights, and the lower grille opening having been redesigned. To us, these are welcome changes. The Sigma-based sedan will be available with the choice of two direct-injected six-cylinder engines mated to a six-speed automatic transmission with a manual mode. The base model is powered by the 3-liter SIDI, making 272 horsepower and 300 newton-meters of torque, while the range topper gets GM's 3.6-liter SIDI that makes 310 horsepower and 300 newton-meters of torque. Both engines improve fuel economy by 9%. If you'd like more details about the technology and pricing of the new SLS, you can find it at the original article at gmauthority.com. Along with the refreshed Cadillac SLS, Buick unveiled a completely new model for the Chinese market at the Guangzhou Auto Show. It's called the Buick Excel XT. While Buick is calling the XT a five-door coupe-like sedan, enthusiasts know that this is a rebadged version of the all-new Opel Astra hatch. In fact, there is nothing coupe-like or sedan about it. It's a hatch whatever way you look at it. The Excel XT will include a six-speed automatic transmission with sport shifting capability, with a choice of three gasoline-sipping four bangers, and will go on sale in China sometime in 2010. It will slot between the Regal and the Excel, which is basically a Buick-badged Daewoo LaSetti. Buick North America is expected to get the new Opel Astra sometime in 2011 for the 2012 model year, and by that time, we hope a sedan version of the Astra will be released to appeal to the sedan-loving tastes of the US. Meanwhile, we have some interesting news related to GM's Satisfaction Guarantee Program. Just a quick recap of the program. Back in September, General Motors surprised many when it announced its 60-day satisfaction guarantee program that gives customers the ability to drive a GM car and return it, if they don't like it, with very little financial burden. The first month of the program saw only one return, count them folks, only one, and that one return was because the customer traded in his manual transmission Corvette for a slushbox automatic. Today, a little more than 2 months into the promotion, GM has had a total of 193 vehicles returned under the program out of a total 220,000. Now, there is a bit of number fudging going on here, mainly in the way the Satisfaction Guarantee Program works. The customer is given a choice: either sign on to the Satisfaction Guarantee Program, which gives the buyer the ability to return the vehicle, or get a $500 instant discount. So, out of 220,000 vehicles sold, 653 customers opted for the Satisfaction Guarantee Program, and out of those 653, 193 people returned their vehicles. So, that makes for 193 out of 653, meaning that roughly 30% of vehicles purchased under the program were returned. While that sounds bad on the surface, it's really not, and here's why. First of all, those who took advantage of the Satisfaction Guarantee Program were unsure with their vehicle purchase to begin with, so it would seem that they were more likely to return the car in the first place. As such, it's not entirely obvious whether the return resulted because of product concerns or general purchase conditions, such as whether the customer could afford the vehicle to begin with. On top of that, how many customers visited a Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, or GMC dealer because of the Satisfaction Guarantee Program, liked what they saw, made a vehicle purchase, and, in the process, felt that the Satisfaction Guarantee Program was unnecessary? In other words, they liked the GM vehicle so much they opted for the $500 rebate instead and forgot all about the 60-day take-back program. Moreover, Mark Royce, GM Vice President of Global Product Engineering, said that some customers who returned their vehicles traded up to another GM vehicle with more features than the one they originally purchased. That said, some customers who returned their GM vehicle within the 60-day timeframe may have truly been unsatisfied with the purchase. Fortunately, GM is looking to find out what the reasons for returning the vehicles were, so it can learn from those unsatisfied customers. Royce said that he and other GM executives plan to call customers who returned vehicles under the program and get feedback as to why they made the decision to return. Quote, "This is about the best unfiltered consumer feedback we've had," end quote, said Royce. So, do you want the GM authority take on all this? Well, if you do, if you don't, I'll give it to you anyway. The Satisfaction Guarantee Program is a very good marketing and promotional tool designed to show consumers that their perceptions of General Motors products being inferior in quality are outdated. By calling the 193 customers who returned its products during the promotion, GM will be capitalizing on the opportunity even further by learning the reasons for the returns. That being said, we still think GM should extend the program indefinitely just to prove how competitive its products really are. Most recently, the Satisfaction Guarantee Program was extended by another 60 days and is now scheduled to end January 4th, 2010. And just in case you were wondering, the idea to call customers who returned the vehicles came from GM's chairman, Ed Whitaker. And as a bonus feature, I recently wrote an article about the programmable power liftgate on the Chevy Equinox. Did you know that the Equinox is the only compact CUV to even offer this feature? Well, it is. Check out the full post with a video of how it works at the site gmauthority.com. Did you know you could subscribe to the show and get all the latest episodes automatically delivered to you as soon as they come out? Well, you can, and you can do so absolutely free. Subscribe through iTunes or Zune, and for the technically minded, we also have bare RSS feeds available. Just go to gmauthority.com and click on the word subscribe. By being subscribed, you'll never miss an episode and always be up to date on the latest GM news. You can even subscribe to the weekly GM Authority podcast, where we go in depth about the biggest GM stories of the week. So what are you waiting for? Just go to gmauthority.com and hit subscribe. And that will wrap up the third episode of GM Authority Daily Hot Lap. We have the Thanksgiving holidays coming up, so if there aren't any GM news coming out within the next few days, expect there to be no show. But if there are news, I'll be here, I'll record them, and I'll get it out to you as fast as possible. Have a good Thanksgiving, folks. The GM Authority Daily Hot Lap is an independent podcast and has not been authorized, sponsored, or otherwise approved by General Motors Company, LLC. All General Motors-related trademarks belong to the General Motors Company.